And here's Wildlife's Fragile Future. This was from January 2020. The UK is in danger of losing some of its most majestic wildlife forever, according to a hard-hitting study. The State of Nature 2019 report reveals that 15% of wildlife species are under threat from extinction, and 41% of species have decreased in abundance since 1970. Data in the report also shows 26% of mammals are at risk of vanishing from our shores. The Mammal Society was one of 70 nature organisations involved in compiling the report. Its chairwoman, Fiona Matthews, a professor of environmental biology at the University of Sussex, said, "We have identified 7 species of mammal which are in grave danger of disappearing from our landscape. The wildcat, greater mouse-eared bat, grey long-eared bat, black rat, red squirrel, water vole and beaver. Populations of some of Britain's most iconic mammals, including the hedgehog and the dormouse, are also declining." The academic said the report highlighted key threats to British wildlife, including urban expansion, pollution and land management. The study also cites climate change as one of the most significant threats to global biodiversity. Butterflies and moths have also been hit hard, down by 17% and a quarter respectively. The number of species like the high brown fritillary and grayling butterflies, which require more specialised habitats, have declined by more than 3/4. But the Nature Study, which is a collaboration between wildlife organisations and government agencies, did deliver some good news. The report reveals 26% of species have increased and 33% have shown little change since 1970. Success stories include otters returning to every county in the UK by 2011 and corncrakes returning to breed in Northern Ireland in 2016. Bitterns and large blue butterflies have also been saved through the concerted efforts of organisations and individuals. Professor Matthews said wildlife charities are united in their belief that there is hope to turn things around. She added, "There are now opportunities to tackle these issues and create an environment good for both wildlife and people. We also call on the public to help us find out more about the state of British mammals and identify ways to halt the decline. We have data gathering technology at our fingertips, and we would urge everyone to get involved." The report's lead author, Daniel Hayhoe, shares these sentiments. He thinks by working together, we can help nature to recover, but time is of the essence. He said, "We know more about the UK's wildlife than any other country on the planet, and what it is telling us should make us sit up and listen. We need to respond more urgently across the board if we are to put nature back where it belongs. Governments, conservation groups and individuals must continue to work together to help restore our land and sea for wildlife and people in a way that is both ambitious and inspiring for future generations." The report has a foreword by a collective of young conservationists who tell of their love of nature and their concerns. Conservationist Dan Rouse, 23, said, "Nature is something that shaped my childhood, that allowed me to be free to use my sense of wonder and to gain an insight into the wonderful world of nature. It's young people that are now picking up the baton to save our nature. We've already lost corn buntings and nightingales in Wales. How long until they're gone from the rest of the UK? Along with the eerie calls of the curlew and the gentle purr of the turtle doves." Wildlife enthusiast Sophie Pavel, 24, believes she has felt the loss of nature more keenly this past year than any other, and it has been a huge wake-up call. She said, "People protect what they love, and if we can find quirky, empowering ways to encourage young people to connect with nature emotionally and see it as something they can truly champion, only then can we dig deep to find real hope for a brighter, sustained future for our natural world."